Amen. So put your hands together as we bring, as we call into worship. Pastor, our knees, he's here.
Well, today, to give him honor and glory and lift up his Savior's name today. Can never get enough of praising him. Can never, ever. You land on your back, give him praise. No matter what, stand up on our feet, we give him praise. Honor him today. You may be seated. It was cold earlier.
I turned it down.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh. Unto David, the king said unto him, Art thou Ziba? And he said, Thy servant is he. And the king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan yet have yet a son which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, Where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he is in the house of Machir, that son of Amiel in Lodabar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth the son of David, the son of Saul, was coming to David, he fell on his face and did reverence and said, and David said, Mephibosheth? And he answered, Behold thy servant. And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, What is that servant that thou shouldst look upon such a dead dog as I am? Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertain to Saul and to all his house. Chapter 4, verse 4. And Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel. And his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth. The title of the message, Have You Been Dropped? Have you been dropped? You may be seen. Have you been dropped? This is the plight of Mephibosheth. David and Jonathan, they were best buds. They were BFFs. They say they were road dogs. They ride and die together. They had a love connection. No disrespect. It was nothing gayness about the love they had towards one another.
Okay.
Right now. Come on. They saw Jesus Christ in each other. Jonathan was David's protector. Saul, his father, was always trying to kill David. He was going after David because he was jealous. He was envious. Because God took and stripped him of his kingship because he was disobedient unto God. What God said, when God said for you to do something, you should do it. Amen. Don't offer any excuses. Amen. And then he's going to lie about it. On top of that, he said, No, what do I hear this bleeding in my ear, Saul? Why I'm hearing this? Are you lying to the Holy Ghost? Are you lying to me? So he was stripped and he gave the kingship over to David. And he anointed David as a young child at 17 years old. Mm-hmm. But his appointment came later on in life.
Amen.
And Saul was out to get him constantly. And Jonathan, his son, was his protector. He said, I'm not going to allow my father to kill you. We made a pact together. We had a covenant together. We're going to take care of each other. I'm going to see you through this situation. I'm going to warn you. Even when David had to play the spirits, the demons off of Saul. Saul hated him so much, he tried to throw a javelin at him and kill him. But yet, David never turned his back on Saul. What I like about David, he was merciful.
Yeah.
He reminded me of someone else, right? He was a forgiver no matter what. He didn't allow no one else to come against Saul. No matter what Saul did to him, how much he hated him, no matter what, he would not let nobody come against Saul. Because Saul was still a child of the king. Just like you and I, a child, we are children of the Most High God.
Yeah.
And see, David honored God with the utmost. That's what God always told him, you would apple my eye. No matter what David done in his life, God still had mercy. So they came together And they men just packed together. Their souls was knitted. They was entwined in one another. They always had each other back, no matter what. They had beautiful spirits, and they was handsome men. If you read the study up on them, all of them was handsome. You know, So David, one day, he was walking after the death of Saul and after the death of Jonathan. He walking in his palace. And he said, is there yet anybody, anyone that's left alone from the house of Jonathan? Because see, they made that pact and that covenant, they're going to take care of it from generation to generation as long as they live. Whoever reached the kingdom first. See, Mephibosheth was supposed to get to the throne. But his nurse, you know how we run out of fear sometimes and we get scared and we get to running, not being aware of what we're doing. And she picked him up. He was 5 years old. And she dropped him. That's how he became crippled. He became lame. And that's what he was known as, lame, being lame. You know, people always call you by your illness, or you cancer patient. Now the word, well, the kids though. Now I be hearing this all the time. You're a thot. You're a thot. And I was like, what is a thot?
Yeah.
You know, I ain't gonna say it today. Back over there. Garden tube. A garden tube. Back over there. You know, dig up your garden. That's what it is. And people name you by your illness or your condition or your situation. They call him lame. Then they called him by his name. Until David came up on the scene. What is his name? Where is he at? I got something for him. He didn't forget about his pledge. We sometimes we forget our promises, what we going to commit to each other and all that. We forget everything.
Tell it.
But he did not forget. He said, where is he at? They said, he's over there in Lodabar. He's lame on his feet. Lodabar. And I started studying that word, Lodabar. What does Lodabar mean? It's a place over there, it's a small city over in Jerusalem. And it means that it was a hiding place for Mephibosheth. I'm on the feed. I keep getting my Mephibosheth. He thought it was a safe haven. He was hiding, running all his life. I am man. I am crippled. I'm no good. What can I do? And in Hebrew, the word Lodabar means no pasture, no vegetation, no waters running through. It's a barren place. It's on a continually dropped. It's a place of depression, disparity, rejection, pitiful. No fruit is growing there.
All right.
Amen. It's a place of misunderstanding. They misunderstand you sometimes just because you've been dry. Have we ever been dry? Have you been shocked sometimes in your life by some information or some situation, or the doctor may tell you something that and then just drop you to your knees all of a sudden? Of a death of a loved one. It pierced your heart. My mother fell the other day, and we watched her, and she was having a mighty heart attack. Trump. Marriage is falling apart. Kids are acting wild and crazy and disobedient. Don't want to go to school, don't want to stay at home, don't want to do chores, don't want to do nothing. You say. The world is going rapid. You've been dropped. Doctor tell you got cancer, you're not going to live. You've been dropped. Your friends are talking about you, gossiping, and everybody's spreading rumors about you. That means you've been dropped. You're in a barren land. You don't know which way to go, which way to turn. And then when David, when they went and fetched him out of Lodabar to get him, the king came to get him out of that place. Yeah, yeah. We have a king that's coming to get us out of our place. He is him right now. Yeah. Yeah. He's right here. The presence of God is right here. Yeah.
Amen.
He's coming for us.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing. He's getting him out of that place of no return. I remember a movie a long time ago called Point of No Return. That was way back in the 70s. But finally it turned around for that young lady. She was being abused and misused and all that. Sometimes that's how we feel. We get so low down. We get depressed. We are despaired. And then when the king got him, when Mephibosheth came, he said, and the king said, I want to restore everything back unto you.
Come on now.
I'm giving everything back unto you.
Yes, thank you.
But what did he say? He turned around and said, in verse, seven, we start with, and David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, what is that, servant, that thou should look upon such a dead dog as I am? He didn't think he was worthy of it. Because he's been beaten down so much of his illness, his crippleness, being lame and being lame. Sometimes we can't see above everything. The king said, I'm right here. You're going to come dine with me, eat with me, sup with me. Give it to me. But we want to continue to take it upon ourselves and, oh, it's me. I'm so down.
Oh,
no. You know, just like when you go to the gym, or, you know, I don't do it. I see them guys over there competing. I got to get back into it, though. They be lifting them weights and stuff, and I see this one guy, he's on that bench, and he had them muscles about this gigantic, and, you know, he trying to impress, you know, especially when you see the women coming in there. Oh, I'm going to lift up this 500 pounds. He couldn't lift up nothing. That weight was weighing him down. That's how the pressure of life does us. It weighs us down. It seems like we can't climb up or climb out of it.
Yeah.
We've been dropped. Eventually, you have to drop that weight. So we are kingdom worthy.
Amen.
Of everything. Amen. God has for
That's
us.
Right. That's right.
No matter what we're going through,
That's right.
Whatever situations we have to, we can conquer. We are conquerors. Yeah. We are victorious in Christ Jesus Christ. He felt what? Sometimes, you know, when we're going to be honest right here, sometimes when we sin,
yeah.
You know, and we feel so guilty. We feel like, you know, oh, Lord, I got to go on my bended knee and ask God to forgive me. But I know, Lord, I'm not worthy of it. Just one more time, Lord, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Show me yourself again. See what Mephibosheth did when he saw the king, he bowed himself. See, that's what we got to do. We got to bow ourselves in the presence of God.
Yes.
got to get into the worship. We got to get into the praise. No matter what we feel, how we think, and what's going on in our life, we got to praise Him.
Amen.
We got to lift up the Savior.
Yeah.
It's all about Him. It's all about Jesus and the Father, the Creator.
Yes.
And He's going to bring restoration unto us.
Yes, He will.
It's here for our taking. Quit feeling like you just been dropped and stand down there. Don't stay down there.
I will get on the floor, but I'm afraid I'm gonna get up.
Just like we do sometimes, we just drop. And we lay right up in there. And just stay down.
Yeah.
And down and down and down. How low can you go? If it ain't one thing, it's another.
Yeah. Amen.
All the time. It's that way. But we got a God who cares.
Come on now.
Who loves us.
Come on now.
He's very concerned about us.
Yes, He is.
He's the God that sits up high and looking down low. Like, come on, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. Cast my cares on me. Cast your cares. And what I discovered in the Greek, it means when you say cast,
that means to throw.
Oh, sorry. I ain't gonna my strength. But to cast in the Greek means to throw.
Yeah.
Throw it to God.
Yeah.
Give it to Him. Don't pick it back up. You can throw it back to me. Yeah, I might hit you again. Thank you so much. I'll throw it back down anyway. That's how people stay in this state of depression. Because they right there. Don't get back up. But the King is here to fetch you out. In every situation. Sometimes we feel like we've just been rocked to the core of our heart. Heart just bleeds. Oftentimes we feel like we feel inadequate with life problems. Don't go hide yourself over in Notre Bar.
Right.
Grab somebody's hand and get them out.
Come on,
fetch them out.
Right.
We're going to go through this thing together.
Amen.
Don't run anymore. Stand strong. Straighten up yourself. Walk like a soldier.
Come on now. Come on now.
And see, sometimes what we do is that
we don't get up and we up.
See, what we have to do and we have to learn, we have to stay in this word.
Amen.
Amen.
This is God's logos.
Yes.
Rhema.
Yes.
His written and spoken word.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Open that up.
Yes.
Every day.
Amen.
Every day and read. Children too.
Amen. Amen.
I cannot live without this word.
Amen.
That means we are living without God.
Come on now.
Because this is His word spoken. Everybody want a word? I want a word from God. There it is, right here.
Yeah.
Right. He's talking to us right through this word.
Yeah, I know that's right.
I can never get enough of reading His word. I noticed one day, I was telling my own self. I was like, a couple of days, I said, what is wrong with me? See, when you don't read the word, you begin to complain.
Come on now.
You don't pray. You act out of ordinary. And I noticed that. I said, something about the third day. I said, what is wrong with me? When I lay down, my head down on that pillow, I said, oh, Lord. I'm so busy in the day, and I forgot to read my word. I feel very funny if I don't read the word. Something ain't right when I don't read the word. I'm out of kilter. I turn my light back on. I don't care. I get to read. I had that Bible on me. I don't care. I just read and read and read and read. See, we got to wash our minds.
Amen.
And our hearts. Amen. Our souls and our spirit.
Amen.
Got to water it with the word.
Yes. Amen.
Then we got to pray.
Right.
We have to have a daily communication with the Lord.
Amen.
Not just on us talking to God. Allow him to talk back to you.
That's right.
A lot of people, I hear that all the time, talking about, I'm scared to hear what the Lord. I say, it's not, he's not boisterous with it. He ain't gonna scare you when he talk to you. But you just gotta have a listening ear.
Right.
And I ain't talking about the physical ear, I'm talking about your spiritual ear.
Right. Right.
After you read and after you pray, turn off the TV, turn off the telephone.
Yeah.
Be by yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Amen.
And
amen.
Read and study it. Then you'll be able to hear what the Lord has to say.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Not only do reading the word and praying, we have to fast. We got to get out of this flesh.
That's right.
That was Mashiach did. He was in his flesh. But David, the king, saw beyond the flesh. That's how God does. He sees beyond our faults. He sees beyond our situations, our conditions.
Yes, he does.
Our illness and anything like that. He sees everything.
Yeah.
He knows it all. He wants it all. He wants us to turn to him. Then we got to worship him.
Yeah.
Worship him and worship him for who he is.
Yeah.
That's what worship is. True worship. Lift up your hands. I know that's something I know my sister, my niece is probably killed. Because I'm saying, I love peace. I love to be by myself. I'll walk around our place. Go from one of I'll be praying, going back to forth.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I did that about 3 or 4 hours straight. So you get lost.
Yes, you do.
In worship.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yes.
Because you're stripping yourself from yourself.
Yes.
It's all about him.
Yes. Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
See, the church needs to get back to that.
Yeah.
The very basic.
Yeah.
We have lost our way.
Yeah.
I'm talking the church in general. Mm-hmm. I ain't talking about the building. We are the church.
Amen.
We're out the ones that represent Christ everywhere we go.
Amen.
Parents, do your kids see you worshiping, praising, and reading and studying and your Bible every day? We was raised that way. We couldn't even go outside to play unless we had to know a scripture. Every day we had to pray. And your friends coming over, they're going to do the same thing.
Yep.
You got any questions about the Bible? My dad, my parents, they were right there to answer for you. But we need to come as a family together. That's why Pastor Martina was led with the kids' Sunday school. It's very important.
Amen.
To be in Sunday school.
Amen.
And the adults were Pastor Keys for Bible study.
Amen.
Right. We never learn enough.
That's right. That's right.
Paul even said we ever learn.
Ever learn.
But Mephibosheth hid himself out of fear. The king is ready to restore, refresh, and renew.
Yeah.
He gonna give him everything just because he was Jonathan's best friend. His BFF. And he upheld his promises.
Yeah.
So does God.
Amen.
He keep his promise. He's a promise keeper to us.
Amen.
He's going to restore everything that you lost. Whether it's your health, your job, your home, your car, your kids, your parents.
Come on now.
He's going to restore. It's restoration time.
Amen. All right.
All right. I love that song, Take Me to the King. I'm going to take my own self to the King. He said, I'm going to give you everything. You're going to eat at my table forever. God got a table spread just for us. All we have to do is enter in. We enter in. Get yourself back up. I'm going to say, Michelle, get up. Praise Him. Regardless of our adverse situations, praise Him. No matter what you're going through, worship Him. And He said, restoration is here, son. It's here. I'm a dead dog. I got a problem. I'm sick. Doctor said this. Doctor said that. Worship Him. One thing I will ever is embedded in my spirit. When Pastor Hart, when Sister Hart called me, when the dogs chewed him up, and I went over there, and I was trying to, but Pastor Gardner, he finally came. And no matter what, how he was chewed up, his arms was into shreds. He was bloody. All you see is muscles, tendons, and everything, all the nerves. He got up. He didn't stay on that ground. He got up. He was like this. Praise you. Glory to God. I thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He was giving Him honor no matter what he went through. And that's exactly what we have to do.
Amen.
Don't have that woe is me mentality. Sometimes, you know, we need to get fetched and pulled out. And that's what He did. He pulled them out of that situation. See, Lodabar Apples also can be a place of a turnaround if you allow it.
Yeah.
It can be a place of restoration if we allow it. The King is here. And so He told Mephib, I like that now. He's going to restore everything. And He told the servant, He said, and the servant had 15 sons and 20 servants. And He said, y'all going to take care of him for me. I'm not pointing at you. I ain't saying you Rodney, but y'all gonna take care of him. He ain't gonna have nothing to worry about eating. He ain't gonna worry about his clothes. God will give you houses that you don't have to build. They gonna build it for you. He gonna give you money. Your enemy gonna give it to you. He, all your haters gonna do all the work for you. He restoring everything back unto Him. And then some.
Amen.
All you gotta do is eat at my table.
Yeah.
Where's the table?
Amen.
Right.
Worship and praising Him.
That's right. That's right.
Praying Him. Seeking His face.
That's right.
Stripping yourself from yourself out of your flesh. Breakthrough is right there. Recovery is right there. Nothing will not be able to prevent the will of God, the things of God for you. Because He loves you just that much. Amen. And I love that old saying Pastor Hart used to say. He said, he'll hush a hallelujah choir, He'll move heaven and earth for you.
Amen.
Just for you. All what He wants in return is for you to love on Him.
Amen.
To lift the Savior up.
Come on now.
Praise Him. Don't stay in that drop position. Get up.
Amen.
Stand on your two feet.
Come on now.
This life is not about you.
That's right.
We think it is. But it's not. It's about pleasing the Father. Let His will be done in your life. How His will gonna be done? Pleasing the Father. Sure, we've been dry. Yes. We've been hurt. We've been having pains. We've been betrayed. We've been depressed.
We've been sick. But we got a God that loves us. Yeah. Yeah. That's why he's bringing us out. Get up and stand up and praise the holy name of Father.
Yeah.
Get up, stand up, and praise his name. Don't stay crippled. Don't stay in that abuse situation. Don't be saying I missed you, they're using me. Don't say that.
Right.
We're always talking about we want to be used. When we're going to get used, you know, it's going to be trying time. And situations going to hurt you. It's going to pierce your heart. We may not even understand what we're going through. Even Jesus, the Son of God, he was like, take this cup away from me, Lord. Father God, why I can't take it. I've been persecuted to no end. Even the Father had to turn away. But you can do it, son. You can do it. And that's why I'm so glad that he did it.
Yes.
The Father strengthened him. He's strengthening us. We can make it through this life. Praise his holy name. He's breaking every chain. He's destroying the yoke that's bound bondage against you. Just hold on to his unchanging name. The Lord is merciful. He is good. He's a loving God. He is our Lord, our Savior, and our Banker. I tell him that everything. He is my God. I thank you, God, for being my God. I thank you for being my Father. I thank you for being my Savior. And I thank you for being my King. Exhaust his holy name.